We do have our first guest, and that is Robert Irvine. And, of course, you know him from the Food Network and all the other things he's done. I think for me, Restaurant Impossible is the one that really sticks out. Well, he's got new episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
These are Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Robert, welcome to the show. And the thing I love about you is you come in so hard, this British bulldog, and you're like, fire him, fix that. And then at the end, everyone's crying and everyone's hugging you and kissing you. You turn them around because they realize that you had their best interests at heart, didn't you?
You know, well, first of all, thank you, guys. I'm sitting here on my couch laughing at that because you just described me to a T.
Right.
I'm like the Tasmanian devil, but I care, you know. People say to me that I'm actually mean, you know, and I'm like, well, let me dissect that. I've got 36 hours to change your life of 30 years in this kind of position, and you want me to say please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to happen. But yes, in the end.
You kill me, man. This is Jan Wall here, and I'm telling you, I've been watching your show from the beginning, and last night I watched it, one of the new episodes, and I'm telling you, you are one interesting, kind of bizarre character. I've never seen anybody do what you do. I mean, not only do you turn these people's lives around, but like last night you were a total marriage counselor. This guy was a total jerk, and you know, you had to turn him around to, I mean, you changed their marriage. You didn't just change their restaurant.
He was definitely interesting. Ben was a hard character. From the minute I walked in, you know, they're both playing Fatal Attraction, if you want. That's the best way I can say it. Ben was madly in love, but so jealous and so insecure of Vanessa. They have a 3-year-old kid together who is adorable, and yet the reason the business was suffering was because Ben couldn't get over everything that she was doing, and he wasn't doing it. It was an interesting show for sure.
Do you have a background in counseling as well? Because you have patience and you have articulation ability that made me think you have a background in counseling.
No, I was in the military.
Wow, man. What did
you
do in the military?
It's interesting, Paul. Well, when you're in the military,
when I was in Munich at the Hofbrauhaus in October, at my table were a lot of members of the Royal Navy, and I had one of the best nights. Those guys were great. They could drink. They were a good bunch of mates, and those are that's what you were in. You were in the Royal Navy, right?
That is correct, and here's the coolest thing. We drink, we play hard, we work hard, and we get stuff done. There's nothing that is impossible, and that's a true story. You know, if you put your mind to doing something, and like I do with a restaurant, is listening, and then you have to sort all the junk out from what you hear and see and come up with a plan to get it fixed and to get them. Obviously, right now they're still together, so that's a good thing. They're working. Obviously, the restaurant is closed due to COVID-19 and doing only carry out or take out, but they're doing great. It was interesting, while we were filming that show, which was only in February, by the way, we went to get some dinner. We lost somebody stole our generator.
Oh,
it was
wow.
So funny. All of a sudden, we come back from dinner, and the generator has been stolen. Two guys hooked the security guys, and some other guys just whipped the generator and took it. It was, I'm still laughing now.
Man. Yeah, so you were a chef as well as being in the military? A major chef, I gather.
Well, I can jump out of a plane at 45,000 feet and shoot, or I can cook the eggs. It's either way. It doesn't matter to me. What I can't do is cook the eggs at 45,000 feet.
Well, what I love about you, too, is there's no sentimentality. To me, like, one of the recurring themes of watching you on that show is that you come in and there's some terrible employee, a chef that's been there for 30 years, and they're like, we just can't fire him. He's like family. What will he do? And you're like, screw that. Get him out. Cut him out like a tumor now.
Well, you know, I would do the same thing in my own business, right? So there's no – only fools suffer fools, right? And that's a very true statement. And I don't suffer fools lightly. I'm like, listen, if I can show you and I can turn you around and show you a new way to do things, and you pick it up, that's great. But if I can't, then you're no use to the mission as such. And I want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but what I want to do is try and change you. And if I can change you, great. If not, then you can't be here because it's going to drag the rest of the team down. And that was like Ben last night. If Ben couldn't change, and you saw me argue with him in the kitchen because he said he was the best cook in the world, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he was such a jerk.
You know, and I ended up throwing the plate on the floor and said, well, no, your job is to make sure you can tell me what that plate cost. Your job is to do this. And eventually, it's the same with the ownership. He came around. But it's amazing how people that watch the show either like you or they don't like you. Or they root for you or they don't root for you. The week before was a pastor from Orlando that had a church in Orlando and had a restaurant. And it's amazing that the folks fell in love with his pastor, even though he wanted to kick and punch and fight me, and I mean literally. But at the end, it turned out amazing, and he realized his shortcomings, and I listened to his shortcomings, but I also listened to his good stuff and used that in the show. You know, he's a great sermon giver. Okay,
I doubt very much. Yeah.
I want to remind everybody we got to go. It's going to be Thursdays, of course, on the Food Network, 9 p.m. And, of course, the return of special Restaurant Impossible Revisited and special quarantine episodes as well. We've been speaking to the star, Robert Irvine. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on everything going well for you. And hopefully we'll catch up down the road, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
This show is really special on Thursdays. It's a two-hour special. Really special.